This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review Time. The charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February 18th to the 22nd. Believe it or not, the last full week of the second month of 2019. Joining in the conversation, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington at Radio America. All right, let's get started. Jennifer is here, but she doesn't have the whole hour to spend with us, so she's usually pretty good at talking about the things going on in Washington because of her other job as the morning co-host on The Answer in Los Angeles. So, Jen, the declaration of an emergency on the border is number one this week, according to Talkers Magazine. Is it really, or are they just saying that?
Well, I think that's up to opinion. I believe that it is actually an emergency. I live in the state of California, and we see stories all the time. The immigration courts are backlogged despite the Trump administration's attempt to get judges to hear more cases. There are still 800,000 cases deep. And so that, I think, constitutes an emergency in and of itself, and that doesn't even take into account the human trafficking, the drugs that are coming across the border, both at legal and illegal points, ports of entry. So I think there is an argument to be made that there is an emergency going on, but Democrats and critics of the president are trying to fight this, even some people in his own party. And the big story, I think, for the next couple of days, maybe next couple of weeks, is will the Republican Party stick with Trump or will they split? The Democrats, led by Nancy Pelosi in the House, are putting together a bill to take away the president's authority to declare this national emergency, to kind of put an injunction in place. And if that goes through the House, which it most likely will with Democratic support, it'll go to the Senate. And that's where the trouble will begin, because Republicans will be put on record to either stand with the president and the national emergency or distance themselves, which could create a fracture once again in the Republican Party, which has seen itself healing over the last several years, probably last year and a half or so after the 2016 election. So that'll be something to watch over the next couple of weeks. And of course, 16 attorneys general also filed a lawsuit trying to do a legal injunction into the president's ability to declare this national emergency.
All right, one individual story about this woman who went to Syria or into the Middle East to join ISIS, who claims to be an American citizen. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, says, you can forget about coming back here. You aren't a citizen. You're not entitled to come back here. Hello, what have you been doing with the last few years of your life? So you can kiss your butt goodbye, lady. As far as America is concerned, I don't think people, no matter what side they're on, find fault with this. Am I right? How do you find fault with it in the first place?
I think she was committed to ISIS. She married, I think, three different ISIS fighters, and now she said, "Well, I made a mistake. No, different times. And then one of them ultimately fathered a child with her. But I think now she says, I made the mistake, and now I was fighting terror on the wrong side. I want to come back.
Too bad.
I can't imagine how you let her come back.
Too bad.
You know, it's not like you declared allegiance to the wrong college football team. This is ISIS.
Well, and it's also the
there's no coming back.
The threats that she made and the tweets that she sent were just outrageous. I mean, she called for just bloody murder of American troops. You can't just go, oh, I changed my mind. I don't really think that way anymore.
It takes a lot of balsam to do that, though, Richie.
Yeah, absolutely it does. So,
and it's easy to fight this, I think, legally. I think the Trump administration is going to be right here because she doesn't even have a U.S. passport. So whether or not you can argue she's
naturalized,
she doesn't have a passport.
Yeah. Is the system that bacata that other people have come in?
She thinks she's a citizen, and her dad says she had a passport, said she had two passports and a birth certificate. But, you know, she's the daughter.
Two American passports?
She's the daughter of a diplomat, and they say the rules mean that she's not a citizen. So, however she got the passports or whether she really did or not.
All right, Victoria Jones, you've been quiet on this. What do you think?
Oh, she's gone and get coffee. She'll be back.
Oh, she has. Okay, all right. That's good. Nice to know. Okay, next up here, Victoria, I mean Jennifer, the Trump investigation coming to an end, number two this week on the countdown. There are 10 things on the item list. Number two is what appears to be the swan song for Mr. Mueller. Is it really going to be the end of the road?
We can hope. It's been a little too much. It won't be the end of the road. It might be the end of Mueller. CNN reported this last week that the end of the investigation was near, that Robert Mueller would turn in his report sometime in the coming week. And this is pretty consistent with other reporting. NBC said that he would be done by mid-February. I think there are a lot of media outlets who think that this is coming to an end. And you can tell because they've been asking Democrats like Adam Schiff, who heads up the Intelligence Committee in the House and who is my congressman in California. They asked him this past Sunday on, I think it was on ABC, or maybe the State of the Union on CNN. They said, if this Mueller report is coming out, are you going to accept the results? And his answer was basically no. And so I think you're going to see this report not being the end of investigations, if anything. It'll probably be the beginning of some. But, you know, what's interesting is I think a lot of people think that the report's going to be dropped on them. And truly what happens is that the report's given to the new Attorney General, William Barr, who will present a summary to the House and the Senate. That's when the leaks will start about what's in it. And you can probably imagine, you know, I can't imagine anything new and earth-shaking that we don't already know about. I think if there was something so dramatic, it would have probably already been leaked. But people will be looking to see why Mueller didn't indict President Trump, the reasons for that. So that'll be the big piece of interest.
Nothing to
or he may think that you can't indict a sitting president, and that's what people are going to be looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, Schiff, happy to spend more American dollars. All right, Victoria, you want to weigh in on this?
Yes. Well, there's quite a big line of thinking that the Mueller report may well be a roadmap that would naturally lead to further investigations by Congress, which is charged with oversight. So if they feel that there are reasons for them to do that, they might do that. Mueller may well feel that he cannot indict a sitting president. That's quite likely that he does feel that. We don't know what he thinks or feels because Mueller hasn't leaked. I mean, there have not been leaks.
So then why are we
speculating? Mueller is not a leaker.
Why are we bothered speculating?
Because that's what we do. We're like that. We're like that. But one thing we can talk about, a couple of things that have happened. One very interesting thing that came out from Andrew McCabe that has not been the former acting director of the FBI who has a new book out, who appeared on the Today Show on Tuesday this week. He said for the first time that he told the Gang of Eight, who are the eight most senior members of Congress, he said, including Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, that the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into President Trump after the firing of James Comey, and he said that none of them even tried to object. Now, what is interesting about that is that none of them, subsequent to Andrew McCabe saying that on the Today Show, has said in the several days following that, yes, we did try to object. Nobody has said that. So I think we can take it from that is inaccurate because they did not try to object.
It's no surprise. The only name that surprises me on this list of the Gang of Eight that didn't object to that is Devin Nunes, because Devin Nunes has been kind of out in front of this. He was the one that even got the information about this deep state and the spying and started this whole FISA investigation. People called him a conspiracy theorist, but it turned out to be absolutely true what he brought to light. But it surprises me that he would let that go. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan doesn't surprise me so much. I mean, if we're talking about swamp dwellers, I think there are two that have been living there for a while.
The fascinating story of the week, of course, is Trump friend Roger Stone, who of course is a longtime Republican operative who appeared in court on Thursday about an Instagram post of a federal judge with what appeared to be an image of crosshairs in the corner, which everybody knows was an image of crosshairs, even though he later tried to claim it was a Celtic cross and then said it was an occult symbol, and appeared in court saying under oath, well, yes, he'd looked at the photo before he posted it and said a volunteer had chosen it, and then said, well, he picked out the photo from a group of several provided to him by a volunteer he couldn't name. These were volunteers he worked with only 4 days before. And the judge, Amy Berman Jackson, was having absolutely none of this, as like, said, this is not baseball. There will be no third chance. Basically saying, if you cannot abide by this, I'll be forced to change your surroundings so you have no temptations.
All right. Well, I think he's needs some psychological help as much as anything else. I always thought there was something wrong with him. I have thought that for a number of years. The guy presents himself as a buffoon, and he is, but there's something deeper to his. It's kind of like the, we'll talk about this Jussie Smollett case later on, same thing with him. He needs some attention, some psychological attention. This, the Talk Radio Review at 17 past the hour. If you're ready to jumpstart your weight loss program, you've tried a couple of things since the first of the year. You went to join the gym and you found that boring or too much work. And then you went on one of the weight loss programs, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers. And yeah, it takes the weight off, but as soon as you stop, weight comes right back again. Would you like a solution to your weight problem? I think you might be interested in knowing how to lose weight, feel great, and keep the weight off. The way to do that is to use Calitrin. Calitrin is a family company, been around for 30 years, helping people in a healthy way lose the weight. What happens with the main ingredient of Calitrin, as it is collagen, your body's number one protein? You need that, but you stop making it, so you need to supplement it once you get into your 30s and 40s. So supplementing with this not only helps you lose weight, it also gives you joint support, because collagen is all about your joints and that sort of thing. Good for your, what ails you, if you have got acid reflux, collagen's great for that as well. So let's get to the bottom line here. Toploss.com is their website for Calitrin. You can go there right now and use the code DJV and get a 90-day supply of Calitrin at the regular price, another 90 days free. This happens from now to the end of the month. Go to toploss.com, get in on this program, lose the weight, and then keep it off, maintain your weight, no adverse effects whatsoever, 90-day supply plus a 90-day supply. You pay for one, get two. Use the code DJV, lose the weight guaranteed, by ordering at toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. A world that wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now to continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with our panel, Victoria Jones here from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Doug Steffen from the DJB program and a cast of thousands from other programs that I do. The list goes on and on and on. This is one of the programs I'm most proud of, though, and I've been doing for a long time, working with Michael Harrison on the Countdown and working here to kind of get our 2 cents worth in things that you've all been thinking, hopefully we're saying, when it comes to these top stories, the top 10. Number 10, let me just go through the list. I never do this, and I always think at the end of the hour, okay, why didn't I do that? So the sports talk radio stuff at number 10, NCAA hoops action. I thought it was pretty interesting this week, the story about referees fixing basketball games and how that happens or has happened. And
what a shock.
And the question that I have, though, is why should they go to jail? Why is the government involved in this at all? I don't see if this is an interleague,
gambling, racketeering
problem,
because it's all done because of gambling. It's not done.
It's very naughty.
Well, there you have it.
I guess that sums that up pretty well. All right, number 9.
It's the mob, basically. Yeah. And Vegas, yeah, the Vegas mob working it.
Yeah, great. So the
can we add the shoe splitting incident?
Oh that my goodness!
Was big. That even got my attention.
Did you see, Doug? A college basketball player had a shoe, a Nike shoe, blow out on him like Wednesday or something.
I didn't see that, really.
And he ended up hurting his knee because of it. He went down hard and hurt his knee. Nike stock has dropped. They've lost like $1 billion
in
stock because of this incident since Wednesday.
Good Lord.
It's like a freakoid thing. It's never going to happen again. And so embarrassing for him. President Obama's sitting right there.
Really? In his new outfit? Did you see the president's new outfit? The president's got a new outfit. Kind of been touted for having a new outfit.
I don't keep up on the
looking. He has a new look.
I don't know what the president was wearing.
But the styles of the
leather.
Presidents.
It's kind of leathery.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. All right. Number 9 is the continuing saga of this whole business of what the Washington Post printed about what happened in Covington and his kid. Does anybody really understand the nuance here, really and truly? This is something I think that's been overreported and isn't. It hasn't been oversimplified. It's just been overreported, and that happens a lot.
The kid feels dissed, so he wants multi-million dollars.
Yeah, $215 million or something.
Well, I would go after them. I mean, look at what happened here. Basically, every major media outlet in the country created this narrative that this kid was some MAGA racist and taunting an Indian elder. Where, in fact, everybody had to admit a week later it wasn't the fact at all, that he was just sitting there waiting for his bus. And the craziness that was going on around them came to them because they had the hats on and taunted them. I would absolutely go after the Washington Post, and I would sue for $1 billion to try and shut that rag down.
Yeah,
I think the truth is somewhere in between what was originally reported and how Richie just stated it. I think the truth is somewhere in between.
We know one thing.
I think a trial
the truth
would be
isn't what they reported.
Yeah.
At all.
Back to the truth or facts. Speaking of buses, school bus driver crashed late in the week after a drug overdose while he was driving the school bus in Newark, New Jersey. I always love that those things, the crazy stuff. Where did they find it? I used to be in the school bus business.
It's more serious than the damage that was done to this student.
Yeah, that's kind of why I brought it up, Victoria. 28 after the hour on the talk radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A day after North Carolina officials ordered a do-over, Democrat Dan McCready tells supporters in Charlotte Friday the decision was a surprise.
What can I say? It looks like we're getting a new election.
McCready trailed Republican Mark Harris by a slim margin in the November general election. The North Carolina Board of Elections ordered the new election after election fraud was discovered in Bladen County. The president of Ukraine Friday strongly endorsed President Donald Trump's leadership and the way he handles Russian President Vladimir Putin. On Fox News, America's newsroom, President Petro Poroshenko said the U.S. administration clearly understands the possible danger of Putin. Putin has said Russia is militarily ready for a Cuban missile-style crisis if the U.S. wants one, and has threatened to place hypersonic nuclear missiles on ships or submarines near U.S. territorial waters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The business of talk radio in the focus here. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company and Rich McFadden, also in DC at Radio America, going through the big stories of the week according to Talkers Magazine. You can find this list published at talkers.com. There's a list of people also, top 10. I'm going to just run through that list quickly, and then we'll go back to our list. I always want to go through it, and then I stop on some of them. Nick Sandman is number 10. Jeff Bezos, 9. Vladimir Putin is 8 on the list. Laura Logan is number 7. Bernie Sanders, 6. Jesse Smollett is 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Oh, my God. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, just go away, will you please?
Never. She's a dude. She
number
is
three.
A superstar now. She is here forever.
Yeah, good for her. Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump. I asked on the air this week, Victoria, whether or not Nancy Pelosi had work done on her, and I was soundly criticized by my three female colleagues on the DJV show for asking a sexist question. Would you ask the
question
if Donald Trump had
Mitch McConnell
on his face? Yeah, I don't think it's a sexist question at all.
I think we can answer that question about Mitch McConnell, actually, Richie.
He should, but he hasn't.
That's the answer. But with Donald Trump,
she likes that.
I think we know the answer with Donald Trump.
But the answer is?
Oh, yes. She thinks yes. Yeah.
Really?
No, because if you read some of the accounts of his breakup with his first wife, there are references in it to him.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think most of the time men who get work done on their faces, it is really bad. They come out of it. I don't know why it is with men that come out so much worse. Robert Redford's an example. There are a number of people that we all know, faces have changed literally because of the work they had done. However, that's not on the list of the top 10 stories, so let's get back to that. The Amazon.
I have one other thing that's not on the list because I'm so upset I can't speak.
Really?
Botswana is thinking of hunting elephants for pet food.
Good.
That's it. I've said it.
Make sure we stay away from Botswana then. That would be a good reason not to go. I think there is. I read a story in National Geographic on the plane a week or so ago
No, we're not talking about it. Let's move on.
Yeah, no, we are going to talk about it for a minute. Push my button. The National Geographic story focused on all the Americans who go over to hunt these big game. Botswana is one of them. And some of the other places where they go. There was a picture of a man who lived in Virginia, Richie.
With the baby
who had 100 stuffed animals in his house. Giraffes, tigers, lions, cougars, all kinds of stuff that he was proud to say he killed. I don't get anybody...
In the back of a truck that can do 70 miles an hour if they need to get away, with a gun from...
This is what upset me when I saw that astonishing picture of the Black Panther that they hadn't photographed or seen for 100 years. I saw this, you know, we saw these amazing pictures last week. I was so thrilled to see the pictures of this Black Panther, and then I immediately thought, oh, my God, these awful hunters are now going to want to go and kill it.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a picture last week of a guy with a baby elephant. How do you kill a baby elephant?
I'm not listening to this. I'm a bad dude, man.
Look at this elephant I killed. Look, a little teeny Dumbo.
Come on, these people.
Hey, if you're going to hunt, you better eat it. That's my only rule.
If you're
going to
hunt, you better arm the animal.
Yeah, well, no, the animals are armed, but if you're in the back of a pickup truck and you have some tour guide and the animals are trapped within a 100-acre farm...
I think you should just give the animals guns and bombs.
Hunting is a great thing. Trophy hunting, not so much.
All right, let's keep moving here. Number 8 on the countdown list is the Amazon breakup with New York City, and that's why the aforementioned Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is in the focus, because she, as immature and naive as she is, thinks this is a big victory for New York. It may be for some people.
This could hurt the Democrats badly.
Yeah.
How do you campaign on, we support job growth, and we're the party that will help grow jobs, and at the same time telling Amazon we don't want you and take your 25,000 jobs?
Well, that's what Ocasio-Cortez is going to, until she grows up and loses the naivete streak of a 27-year-old, until she's going to continue to trip on her tongue because of things that you, just exactly what you said, Richie, not thinking about what the long-term impact is of these actions. So, and there's a lot, there were reasons not to do it, for sure. There were some good reasons not to do it. It was a 9-to-1 financial win. Yeah.
For the $3 billion it was going to cost them, they were going to get $27 billion back.
Yep. There you go. Number 7. Yeah. Pukin Putin is threatening the U.S. Like, hello, what planet are you on, pal? If we have more threats to Russia from Europe, he's going to not feel bad about using missiles. What a jerk. All he does is talk. And
this is what happens when you end nuclear deals.
Yeah.
Hello? Well, I mean, you have a nuclear deal, you end a nuclear deal, then all bets are off.
But the nuclear deal was over before it really even started. That's the whole problem.
Nobody paid any attention to it. Those guys weren't paying any attention to it.
Even we didn't pay any attention to it.
Yeah, none.
And by the way, Mueller handed over uranium to the Russians. I read it on the internet yesterday.
And so
Victoria confirmed
it.
It is. A story confirmed.
The story down there. And it's part true.
Number 6, which in my mind, this is the most important story of the week. I'm not a Talkers magazine. I don't make the decisions. I'm just telling you from my perspective, this whole Catholic Church thing, which has been going on as long as there have been Catholic priests around, you can go back to the whole organization. What a bunch of thieves. They've been stealing everything, including virginity from young boys. Or you go back to when they first started in the 2nd, 3rd century. They stole Jesus, basically, who was not a... If he came back to earth, the first thing he'd do is go to a synagogue because he was a Jew. So, oh no, that's the Catholics claim him for their own, and they steal all of the pagan holidays and create this religion based on pomp and circumstance. Meanwhile, they got $5 billion worth of treasures under the Vatican. At least I hand it to the Pope although it was a guffaw when it came to Bernard Law and his funeral. The Pope is, I still think, probably the best all-around leader that we have in the world today, and he's the first one of these guys to actually deal with what the problem is, whether he can solve it or not.
Well, he sees that the churches know more if they don't do something about
right.
it.
It is.
They're
right.
Basically backed into a corner.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm naming my, me and some guys in the neighborhood have a little, you know, thing we call quote-unquote band. I'm naming my band Stealing Jesus now. Thank you.
Good for you, Rich.
Good name.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's and it's not just little boys, you know, it's little girls too. And, yeah. you know, we're now getting all these stories coming out that we didn't really know much about before. Well, we'd sort of guessed, but now we're hearing about them, about the raping of nuns by priests.
Yes. Yep. Well, I will. I tell you, Richie knows this story. I don't know if you do, Victoria. You and I have known each other for a long time. I don't know if I ever told you the story. My one and only wife had been a nun for 5 years when she came out of the convent. First person she met was me. We got married 3 months later. She had had an affair with a priest, who still is a priest. Matter of fact, he runs a very important part of the Catholic Church. I'm going to tell you what the division is, but he's still there. And, it was sort of part of what went on. It's an unnatural state. Men and women together are going to want to get together. And so for whatever reason, somebody way back when said, well, we have to, because Jesus was celibate, the priest said, Jesus wasn't celibate. So,
you don't know that. Maybe
he was.
And there's nothing wrong intrinsically with voluntary celibacy.
Voluntary.
Exactly.
You don't have to be a priest. You can volunteer the priesthood knowing that you have to be celibate. Yes. That's like the NFL now. When they sign players, they know they're going to get the crap kicked out of them. So don't complain later on about you got a brain problem. You are signing on the dotted line for X number of dollars, and part of the deal is you get the crap kicked out of you. But that doesn't mean that kids who are in junior high school and high school playing football know that. And the same thing is true here. Some of these kids, the altar boys, they didn't sign up for that.
No, they didn't sign up for anything.
No. All right. 44 after the hour. I want to leave a great impression on people. The smile that you have. Victoria's got a great smile. Richie's got a great smile. Power Swabs will ensure you have a great smile as well. Power Swabs, developed by a dentist, used to use it in his office, had such fabulous luck with it that he started making it available to other dentists, and they bought it, and they were using it, charging their customers $1,000 for a nice white teeth routine. Well, Dr. Ginniger said, you know what, I think I'll make this available to the general public. So that's where Power Swabs came from. Clinically studied, uses a natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent to lighten your teeth. Get rid of those ugly yellow teeth. You've been smoking, drinking, coffee, tea, wine, all that stuff. Let's not use the messy strips or trays. Let's use Power Swabs. Snap the tube, take the Q-tip, put it on your teeth, and 5 minutes later, you'll see the difference. And just keep doing it. Every 5, 6, 7 days, 10, 12 times, you will really notice the difference. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. That's the only way to get them. Use the DJV code, and they will charge you half of what normally people pay for the retail value of Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Kind of a twist on reality with other advertisers. You don't go online. You don't have any special. There's nothing that you can do other than make a phone call and order these things directly. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs. Get the whitest teeth possible and save money. 50% of the retail price by using the code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown with the stories from Talkers Magazine Top 10, and we'll go through them if you like. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the NBA, the NCAA, what's going on as the Fruit Leagues get started, major baseball games this weekend for the first time. It's spring training. Number 9, the Covington Catholic family suing Washington Post. Not going to get anywhere with that, but it's interesting conversation. The breakup of Amazon and their relationship with New York City. Number 8. Number 7, Pukin Putin threatens the U.S. Number six, the continuing focus on the Catholic Church and all those abuse scandals. Number five, the Laura Logan journalism criticism story. Number four, Jesse Smollett. Number three, the Democratic hopefuls and all the money that's being raised by Bernie Sanders. Number two, the investigation. And number one, the border wall emergency. That's it. Top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine on the countdown.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Top 10 people, the list here is, it's always interesting. Some of these names you may or may not recognize as part of important stories. Number 10 on the countdown this week on the people list from Talkers Magazine, Nick Sandman. Number 9 is Jeff Bezos. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin, number 8. Lara Logan, the reporter, number 7. Bernie Sanders, number 6. Would he raise $4 million this week when he announced he was going to run? Jesse Smollett, sad sack. Man, that's a tough story. Number 5. Robert Mueller is number 4 on the list. Alexandria Cortez, what's her face? AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Nancy Pelosi is number 2 on the list, and number 1 is Donald Trump. That's the people list, the official list from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, a couple of other things here. The aforementioned Jesse Smollett case is number 4. I don't want to waste any more time on that on the countdown.
I haven't had my chance.
This guy needs
the guy ruined it for everybody. Is mad at him. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody, what's your face said it perfectly. You just ruined Black History Month.
Empire.
No,
well,
Black History Empire. I mean, he ruined it for everybody's mad at him.
He's an egomaniac and he needs psychological help.
He does need psychological help. Well, it's all about him. It's all, all he wanted to do was bring attention to himself. So he has hurt African Americans in the case, and he's got white Americans mad. It's just everybody's mad at the dude.
Everybody's mad at him, and he should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
He needs to also have psychological help. That's what he needs more than anything else.
Program in prison.
No, they don't. As a matter of fact, they have terrible programs in prison.
I know they don't.
Number 3 on the countdown list this week. The hopefuls running for president, the list gets longer and longer and longer.
Bernie!
And longer.
I love
Vote
it.
Vote for
Bernie,
me, right? Victoria for president!
I'm going to donate to Bernie's campaign just for fun.
Bernie, are you really? That'd be good.
Absolutely.
Bernie
How
for president.
How many are there now? Are we in 23 figures yet?
23. It's 10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's our 53 after the hour time for us to review the top five tech stories of the week. For your listening and dancing pleasure, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, starting at number five, working to number one on the list of the hot stories. The word love. What did we find out about the word love in dating profiles, Victoria?
Well, the word love is pretty powerful, and, you know, our lives are becoming more and more governed by algorithms. Everything we do on social media is run pretty much by an algorithm. Dating websites are even more so. Everything's based on the algorithm. And it turns out algorithms respond really well to the word love. So they say, this is according to scientific research, that you should follow a 70-30 rule on your dating profile. 70% should be about you. 30% should be what you're looking for in a partner. And you should also talk about music you like, things that you love doing, you know, if you like cooking, like your hobbies, things like that. And you should use the L word. Men and women who use the words love, romance, or romantic, or other synonyms similar to that, have more success online, especially if you use the word love. That's the one that the algorithm picks up. So if you say, I love my friends, I love my family, things like that. And, of course, the other L word, don't lie in your profile about anything, because that always comes back to haunt you. And so the best way they say to deal with these dating algorithms is a practice called the optimal stopping theory. What this means is if you're going through 100 dating profiles, reject the first 37%, then select the next person who's better than everybody else that you've come across so far, and that actually puts you in a new algorithm that gives you the highest odds of finding your best option without wasting too much time. So there is a science to online dating.
Number four this week is a focus on Twitter and an option when it comes to some of those old tweets of yours.
Yeah, this is becoming more and more of an issue, especially in light of the Jussie Smollett comments that people have made in support or against him as this whole week has gone on and unfolded. Twitter doesn't have an edit button, which is the number one complaint people have about Twitter. And so you either leave if you make a spelling mistake, or if something you write gets taken out of context, you're either stuck with it or you delete it altogether. And so the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, says that Twitter's thinking about some kind of feature that would let people go back back and add a clarification or an annotation to the old tweets. Now, we think about Kevin Hart. His old tweets have really taken a hit on his career. He's no longer hosting the Oscars because of old tweets. And so many celebrities have fallen victim to this. And so Twitter is trying to figure out if there is a proper way that you can go back and add context to your old tweets and perhaps show in some way how you've grown or changed since whatever offensive tweet that you put out there. So I think it would be a good thing. It's still complicated, but something should definitely be done with an editing feature.
All right, next up on the Hit Parade here, getting closer to number one. Number three is something new that's being tested by Instagram.
Yep, Instagram wants to help you make donations to your favorite charities, and they've added, they're working on a potential donation button that will be featured in the Stories feature on Instagram, and this will be similar to what Facebook offers with its fundraising and donation tools for charity or personal reasons. It's another way that social media is connecting to charities, which I think is great, and this makes it easier for people to donate to a select group of vetted charities that Instagram will be in charge of, and so I think it's a nice way to help spread the word for good causes.
Number two, Gmail redesigning.
Yeah, a lot of people are not happy with this redesign. Gmail did a big redesign. They cleaned the whole thing up. They made it very stark looking. They took out most of, if not all, of the color. It's all white now. A lot of people say it's way too bright when you open up the Gmail app. It is available for all Android users right now, and so a lot of people are saying that it's just too much, it's too bright, and they need to turn their screens down, which is not great, and that certainly makes it very clunky.
Clunky. Number one, Samsung and the Galaxy Buds. Inexpensive, huh?
Well, it's cheaper than the Apple AirPods, for sure. Samsung had a really big week. They have a lot of buzz. They have a folding new cell phone, that smartphone, that you can, if you want to open it up, it doubles the size of the screen. It's very cool. It's sort of being called the new flip phone. So, Doug, you might be intrigued by that because you love
flip phones. We love those.
But the coolest thing that they came out with this week are the Galaxy Buds. Now, these are completely wireless earbuds. They're $129 as opposed to Apple's $150, and they will be on sale starting March 8th. They are completely wireless. You can actually just plop them onto a wireless charger, and they have a longer battery life, and apparently they're even more comfortable in your ears than the Apple AirPods, which a lot of people have complained about, too.
All right, so that's a good note to communicate. Especially when you're on a plane, those things are important to have. Keep the other noise out of the screaming kids behind you. Oof. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.